Talk about getting ready for this weekend. Big test, fun game. It's like, what are you looking forward to?
Honestly, like you said, big first test, ranked team coming in at home. I think that's the most exciting part. We got them at home, so we're pretty prepared overall. It's only Tuesday for us, so you know we've got a lot of growing to do with, you know, watching more film and whatnot, but it's still early. We know what to expect, though. It's Big 12 play now, so we're ready to go.
You've played in some big games in your career, but what do you expect from going into LES on a Saturday night against a ranked foe like this? What do you expect the atmosphere to be like?
I expect it to be crazy. You know, like the first game was wild, so, and that wasn't a ranked game or anything crazy. That was, you know, just first game of the season. So to have a Big 12 opponent, ranked opponent, come into our house at West, it's going to be real fun. It should be probably the most fun I've had, for sure.
How big do you feel the early season matchups tested you guys to get ready for Big 12 play?
I think the first two games were a big test for us. One, the quarterback from SIU was really athletic, and I think we got a good test of that. It's not obviously not Kansas State, but similar quarterbacks in athleticism. SMU kind of the same, similar quarterbacks in athleticism. And that's, I think, our biggest focus is trying to keep them contained. And if we can do that, I think we have a pretty good shot.
How big of a draw was it to play in the Big 12 and have opponents like Kansas State to play against for you?
Honestly, I'm just focused on myself right now. I'm not too sure. Like, this is my first year in the Big 12. I expect, obviously, everything to be a lot more amplified, but at the end of the day, I'm just focused on my film study, my practice habits, you know, stuff like that, and I'm sure everything else will fall in place.
How do you look at the challenge of balancing coming up in support when you need to versus staying on your guy, because he's athletic, so he can extend plays? How do you look at that, and what's the key to doing
it? Yeah, so that, right, like I said, that's our biggest focus right now. We got to trust that our D linemen will keep contained. Our D linemen got to trust that we'll stay in coverage. Just everybody do their jobs. We got a pretty good shot, I think. So stay in for the corners and on the back end, we're going to stay in coverage as, you know, much as we can. And when we need to show up in a run, we'll do that. So that's
what would you say about the depth of this cornerback? You, Jacob, Evan, Trey, it's pretty deep group.
Anybody can play. And I think, like I said before, I think it's great for our group because anybody can come in and play. Anybody can come in and be the starter. So every day we're just pushing each other. Having that many guys, that's not a lot of corner groups in the country, I think, who has that many guys who could just go out and play. It's great for our group, and if somebody goes, God forbid, if somebody goes down, we'll have somebody ready to come in for sure.
Is that the mindset kind of every week where Monday, whatever happened in the past, goes out and it's competing once again?
For sure. It's every day. Like, for example, today I don't feel like I had the best day. I know tomorrow they're on my back. You know, they're right behind me ready to have a great day. So I'm ready to come back tomorrow. I know they're ready to come back tomorrow. And it's just every day. I wouldn't even say every week. It's an everyday type of thing, which is going to make us great in the end.
What have you been doing to help guys like Trey and Jonathan get up to speed as freshmen?
So honestly, they've been great on their own. But for my own, I just try to stay close with them, try to just, you know, hang out with them as much as I can, try to watch film with them as much as I can. They do great of doing that all on their own, which is why they've been able to succeed so young. But for my part, I just try to, you know, be real close with them, try to keep them in my circle for sure.
Does your familiarity with this defense help you kind of step in well as leadership?
For sure.
Even though you haven't been here that long?
Yeah. My familiarity in the defense, that's a big part of why I feel comfortable, like, you know, giving advice where it needs to be given. And they understand that too. I'm not the talkative guy, but just knowing the things that I know, I feel like I can share that with my peers. And I think that's what's been going on for sure.
How did you grade Evan's interception?
we think Evan, you know, I think he should have went to go get it. Like, he let it kind of – it was a great pick, don't get me wrong. But we need him to go get that next time because Tommy almost got a shot, and then we had to, you know, we got to trash talk a little bit, but that should have been – Ev should have went to go get that. Great pick, though. For a first pick, that's probably as good as it gets, for sure.
You brought up Avery, you know, SIU quarterback. This is a different challenge this week, but – Your impressions of Avery Johnson at Kansas State?
Yeah, I think he's, for being a sophomore, he's a great quarterback. I think at his level of play, I mean, it's hard to find somebody, you know, who could play that well. He's very athletic, and I think that's our biggest thing right now, just trying to contain that athleticism. We're going to play a lot of quarterbacks this year who can throw the ball. I think we're more so worried about the run game and his athleticism, though, for sure.